Tell me about what different kinds of boats people have around here.
Different kinds of what?
Boats.
Boats. Well, now they got all kinds of boats around here, I reckon. They got racing boats, and they got fishing boats, and they got pleasure boats, and they got all kinds of different boats around here. Some of them's got 150 horse Mercury's on them. Some of them's got, well, anywhere from a 3-horse up. Mm-hmm. It'd be to 150, that's about as high as it goes. He got 125 on his, and see. I got mine out here, he's got 65 on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about boats when you were growing up? Boats maybe that didn't have any power?
They had what they call a lock-on oars. You paddle them, oared them. Had a oar you put in each hand, had a piece of metal that was forked, and you fasten it in your oar about 2.5 foot down. And then it had a hole bored inside your boat, and that piece of metal fit down in that hole on the side of your boat, you see. Mm-hmm. That way you oared it or paddled it, whatever. But that was oaring that way. Now if you paddle, that would hold it in your hand, see.
Mm-hmm. Paddle it.
And that's the only kind of head.
What do they call those boats?
Well, most they call them skiffs, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Skiffs.
What?
They especially use them on Red River down here. They call them skiffs.
Was it pointed or
flat? No, they were flat. They had they made those things out of wood, and they give them a bow,
mm-hmm.
in the bottom. See, it bowed up on each end,
mm-hmm.
and they was flat, and it wasn't but about 12 inches deep,
mm-hmm.
and it was pretty wide in the bottom. See, that's keep so they float good. And then they used them on this river down here. They crossed this river in it when the ferry boat wouldn't even cross it. They crossed it in that skiff. See, because it'd get up and get so high, but that skiff is still going across it. Because it had them lock on oars and right up on each end. And if you hit a log or anything, you just go over that log. They had them made that way, see.
Say if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water, they'd say they were going to...
Well, some of them called it launching them, but they never said that around here. They said going down and throw a boat in the river is what they say.
And say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, here, your clothes, here.
Mm-hmm. Put these clothes on, they'd say. Most of that's the way we talked out here. Put these on.
Or if you handed them to him, you'd say, now here.
Yeah, here, put these on.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear, would you say, here's your clothes, or here are your clothes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say, here, after they got big enough, you know, and know what they're for, they say, well, here's your clothes.
Mm-hmm. And if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist would say, you don't need to be scared,
I'm not going to hurt you. Hey, you know, these kids over here, and they take him to the dentist, he's always got a sucker or something like that to give him, and he talks to him for a while before he, you know, starts working on him, sort of gets them over their scared spell, and so they don't even mind to go. They used to. They didn't have nothing to put on there, and now then they sort of did them, you know, and they don't feel it too much. But used to, they took them up there, it was pretty rough with them, and they just yanked them out of there, and boy, children just wouldn't, they just screaming out fits, and they tried to take them to the doctor. And some of them doctors was just sort of rough anyway, you know, and they scare the children. But now, the dentist that these children go to, why, he talks to them for a good while before he ever does anything to them, see, and gets their mind off them being scared or thing, and they don't mind to go.
Someone asked you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You'd say, no, it...
Say what?
Someone asked you, was that you I saw in town? You'd say, no, it...
No, I said, it wasn't me. That's what I...
Okay. And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Yeah, as a match piece, what we say, or same color or something like that, you know. Use it as a match.
Okay. And... something a woman would wear over a dress in the kitchen.
That'd be an apron.
Mm-hmm.